want you something to admire, 'cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand, full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the glass, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'll look you right in the other half of me. The biggest thing is that in my heart.
All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. My name's Joyce. Okay, so you, of course, know what happened. You know what happens every Thursday here. We theme it the day for the Lords of Logic. The first hour, we have Confessions Thursday. And after that, we segue into Lords of Logic. So today on Lords of Logic, we're going to be speaking about the metaverse. We're going to try to describe, characterize, understand what the metaverse is before we're able to make any comparisons. So today I'm going to ask everyone who's listening. So let me even state this, and this is saying that beyond the fact that you think you don't understand something, I think it's also that the way you comprehend a reality is as vital as, you know, you understanding something. The comprehension of a concept is equally as important as the way you understand it. Let me say or share with you what I mean. Some people think in words, some people think in pictures, some people think both in words and pictures. Yeah. So sometimes you know what you want to say, but you just cannot quite formulate the words to say it. You see that? Good. Sometimes you have the words to describe it, but maybe there isn't enough color to the imagination because you don't quite think in pictures, you think in words. So you use words to frame it. So it's more like your thought is more black and white. So those people who think both in words and pictures have what we can say is color represent, a kind of 3D representation of their imagination. Okay, Facebook changed its name from Facebook to Metaverse, to Meta. Yeah? So that Meta, we're today going to find the meaning of that, what it means. We're going to try to understand the meaning. And if time allows us today, I don't think so, but so maybe another time, would compare the metaverse and a part of human reality. Or is there something about the metaverse that is equally represented in human reality? It's a yes or a no. Now, depending on how you conceive the metaverse, you might be able to articulate or find a reference in human reality or not be able to find. So if you think in words, I don't know that you might find any reference to human reality. This is necessary because the future has come. And honestly, sometimes you do things and you don't understand what you're doing. You do it, but you don't know why you're doing it. It's just everybody's doing it, so you're doing it. So I'm hoping that the Lords of Logic affords us all opportunity necessary to lacerate some of the science and physics and, you know, the fusion of physics, chemistry, and maybe philosophy and art to understand life and how life's turning out. 1 p.m., I have to go off on a break to bring you Lost to the Headlines. After that, we're on to Confessions Thursday, and I think we only honestly have 30 minutes for that. So if you have any confessions, please stick by your phones. 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. If you don't have a confession, please don't call. We're only giving 30 minutes to confessions today. Okay, after that, we need to go into the metaverse conversation. All right, my name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Welcome. The sun rises here. And I'll see you on the other side at 1. All right, don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. All right, so first things first, you don't say your name. And of course, as the name entails, it's about confessions. Stories of your life, the tragedies, the miracles, the successes, the horrors, the grief, the regrets, the things that you're probably dealing with or things that have changed you, the good, the bad, the ugly. I don't think that it's necessarily directly easy to admit that life has made you such a horrible person. Honestly, I would be waiting for that privilege, you know, to share with me in honesty what it is that you've been through that has made you such a terrible human being. All right, so you have the number 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. We're equally live streaming this moment. So on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You just Google Nigeria Info, you're going to find us live streaming. All right, so when you're calling, don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. Let's talk. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday.
Yes, I have a confession.
Okay.
I want to tell the whole world that God have done the miracle for me. I have stopped stealing meat.
Wait. Please, don't say that. You've told us that story before. It's not interesting.
I'm not stealing it. I'm not stealing it again.
Yeah, but you've told us that story before. It's not interesting anymore.
I went to deliverance for Sheila on Tuesday. So God have delivered me. So I'm no longer stealing it again.
Thank you for calling. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me? Confessions Thursday, how are you?
Hello.
Speak up for us. Confessions Thursday, can you hear me? If you can hear me, speak up, okay?
Okay. You can hear me now?
No, it's not good enough. So if you're using your earpiece, could you disconnect that?
Okay, I'm using it. Let me remove the earpiece.
Yeah, you have to. Thank you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Well, I hope it's better. Let's see.
Okay, now it's better.
Okay, go ahead. Don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going through a very rough time right now. This kind of thing that I kind of got addicted to gambling. So I'm very gambling somebody, and I don't gamble with brain. I don't know why. Right now, it's kind of I've been gambling for a long time now, since I left my secondary school, probably since 2011. So now, and it has been frustrating me. Even I'm the kind of boy that doesn't lie. I don't lie. My mom loved me for that. But ever since I started gambling, I lie a lot.
Oh, wow.
And it makes me hurt people I love so much. It makes me hurt people I love so much. Because even my friends, they know I do this. I'm so involved in it that even if I tell you I'll stop it today, tomorrow I'll keep on gambling. And that's taking so much from me.
Let me understand.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, you're making money, are you? You're making quite a number. You're making good money.
Not good money, exactly. I work. Like, sometimes I work in a factory where I earn probably about 40 to 50,000.
Yeah. And how much do you spend on gambling a month?
Like, I spend sometimes everything, depending on what is in my hand when I get there.
Really?
And I wouldn't even eat. And if I don't gamble sometimes, I feel like I'm hungry.
You feel like what?
I'm hungry for it. Like I'm hungry for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm hungry for it.
So, if, for example, you gamble 10,000, how much do you win?
The point is that even if I win, I take it back there and I still lose everything. Because if I win, I'll keep it that it's better. The advantage of winning when you have much money is better than when you have less money. Let me say I have 10,000 and I take it there and I play and I win like 20,000. I feel like
20,000 can give you 100,000.
20,000 is more than of 10,000. So I'll still take it back until I lose everything.
Well, to be honest with you, you know your problem and you have nicely articulated your problem. So I think now the only thing stopping you is a decision, a solid decision. You have done a good job of you know the problem. You know where your problem is. So is it that you're greedy? And I think you have to ask yourself some questions like because something keeps drawing you back, and maybe we should give it a name, something called greed. Because why do you want and want and want that even the thing that you keep approaching is stealing from you, and there is not enough awareness for you to know and withdraw? So do you think you're greedy?
There's this funny feeling that I'm one of those persons that believe that gambles never pay.
I
so much know that gamble will not profit me, but when this money is cut into my hand, all those things, all those thoughts of gamble will not pay you, just go away, and the hunger for this thing comes. And even as I was speaking to you, I was paid on the 8th of this month, and as of today, I have no money to even eat.
Oh, come on, you're smarter than this. Like, I'm listening to you talk. You have thoroughly compartmentalized your problem. You know your problem. So you had money on the 8th of December. Today you don't have money. You don't even like yourself for it. So make a decision and change something. You must. And you can. You just have not made the choice to do what you are capable of.
I mean, I'm kind of thinking I need a therapist. Something like somebody that might just...
Look, you know what? I think you probably need a therapist. But the therapist is going to think for you. And whatever they tell you to do, what I'm still telling you is still the bottom line. The therapist is going to need you to make a decision. The therapist is not going to follow you everywhere you go, and then they stop you when you're going to gamble. No. You pay them for a session. They tell you what to do. They go home. You must do what you're told. And obviously, you know what to do. Why you are not doing it is a different ball game. You already know what to do. You need a therapist. You're not going to sleep in her office or his office. You know what to do. Do it. So ask this question. Are you a greedy person? Because you must really be greedy to win. Maybe you win 10,000 after you put out a bet of 3,000. And you're thinking, look, let's go for 50K. And then you go and bet the 10,000. And then you lose everything. And you know you're losing, and you don't have enough consciousness to say, it's like driving, and you know that you can make a wrong turn and have an accident, or you can be on your phone and have an accident, and you still choose to remain on your phone, you know, risking an accident. You know these things. Just make a choice. You know what? Pay me for therapy. How about that? I take your money and tell you to do the very same thing any therapist will tell you. And you go home. Maybe you do it. Maybe you don't. And God help you. Guy, there's no money in this country. The small one you have, you're throwing it away? Your mates are buying houses, so you don't want to buy a house, are we? You don't want to marry. You don't want to have your kids go to good schools and eat good food.
I've always been my trainer. And I have talent that I know when I invest my money in it, it will fetch me real money.
Real money that's been going. How many times do you eat chicken a week? How many times do you have a glass of milk?
I didn't hear you.
When was the last time you ate seafood? When was the last time you just use your money? No. Seafood. Like something fancy and nice. Seafood. You had some lobster. Had some, you know, prawns. Some crabs. When last?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've even eaten a good food.
But you just go and give your money to Baba Ijebu. Come on, man. You're smart.
Not even Baba Ijebu to be nice.
Oh, it's even somebody beneath. Come on, kid. You're suffering and it's self-inflicted. And you're not even stupid. But this is you acting weak. Do something about your problem. You know the problem. Yeah. You must act. Or the problem persists.
For myself, several times to stop it, but at the end of the day, I've even got...
Pick up a new habit, read a book.
My village people.
It's not your village people, you're just being weak, you're not exercising will. You're exercising will to go and bet, you're not exercising the will to stop. It's you choosing not to act. And in your case, you even know what to do. You're just not doing it. Which I think is also equally as bad. You're not even eating good food. You're throwing your money away. Look, be honest. It's stupid. Be honest. It is very stupid. I mean, if you died today, you haven't probably eaten seafood ever. You haven't drank a good bottle of wine. You haven't gone on a holiday to Ghana, to Togo. Come on, man. We know what to do. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck, okay?
Okay.
Well, so this is what you think is hard. It's like working out. When you start working out, a few days into your workout, your muscles are sore. Everywhere is hurting. Then you make a choice. Do I continue? Do I stop? You take 2 days break and you continue. Before you know it, you're buff, you're lean, you look good, you know? And then you stop and then all your fat accumulates and you're like a ball. So these are choices that we make. And the moment you ignore the pain and you continue, after a while, it doesn't hurt anymore. So yes, it's hard, but you do it nonetheless. And after a while, you realize it has no control over you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name? Good afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Yes, ma. I walk, ma.
Good, thank you. Do you have a confession?
I wanted to just say hi.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Confessions Thursday, how are you?
Hello, John.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yes, I have a confession.
Please, go ahead.
And at the same time, the caller that I called before that was saying gambling.
Mm.
I was a victim of that.
Okay.
And I am the one that solved the problem by myself.
How did you solve it?
That even in a year, I find myself spending over ₦1 million on gambling.
One.
It's a very strong addict. You
yeah.
know what I did?
What?
I block everybody that me and him or her talk about gambling.
Oh, okay.
I stop associating with them. I stop talking with them. I block all the platforms.
Okay.
That I do that betting on. I block their email notification. Then that road I usually do it. I stop passing through that road, and I remove the app from my phone.
Okay.
With time, that is how I suddenly forgot about it.
Beautiful. With time,
I'm telling
goes
you
away.
That is a very strong addict.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing that. And I really hope he finds the will to do what he knows that he must do. Look, it's the same thing. Like someone is you're in an abusive relationship. And you say because the person used to drop money for morning food. You keep looking for excuses. You say, oh, he'll change or she'll change. Because they drop money. It's like, well, you're in the abusive relationship for the aesthetics. But you're suffering. Well, you have to choose. Would you rather be on a bus than be in a car suffering, or you'll be on a bus happy? Then you choose. They're tough choices, but you must make them, and they're not as tough the moment you start to make them. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, can you hear me? Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info, hey, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set, you don't say your name. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yeah, Joyce.
Go ahead.
My confession is this. Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, guys, it's two ladies that always call on Nigeria Info, and there's a lot of hatred in them, and they always speak against men, and I don't like it, Joyce.
Maybe you're not the type of men they're referring to. How about that? Are you the type she's referring to?
I'm not the type, Joyce.
Ignore her.
Coming on the air, always speaking hatred towards each other.
It's okay. You can ignore them, can't you?
Joyce, it hurts me a lot, honestly.
It shouldn't hurt you. You know what they say about women? I don't care about all the things that they say about women. I don't. And there are many things that women do that I don't do, and I will not do, and I don't care.
Joyce.
Do the same thing. Look, you're trying to make an issue out of nothing. Someone don't like you, it's okay. That's a choice that they make. I try to make it as sane as possible. It's the best I can do. Confessions Thursday.
Hi.
Welcome. Do you have a confession, my friend?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
I'm a 23-year-old.
Hey,
and I am friends with somebody that has so many issues. You know, so
that has so many issues?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Many problems. I can't even begin to explain. And I really don't know how to navigate. I don't know how to be the best friend. Sometimes it's really exhausting. I wake up I wake up and I'm just done. I'm tired.
So who's that? Your dad, your mom, sister, girlfriend, cousin? Who? What's the relationship?
A friend, a very, 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 very close friend.
What? That's your girlfriend? Come on, this very, very. How many varies before we figure it out? That's your girlfriend. Okay, yeah, next.
Well, I'm trying. Well, I don't really say girlfriend. Nah, I wouldn't say that. But I'm trying so hard to be understanding. Even though I'm 23 and I'm supposed to have all these impulses to say, you know what, I'm done. But I don't.
How old is she? How old is she?
24.
What's her problem? What are the problems? Real quick.
Mother issues.
What's mother issues? She doesn't have a mom?
I think she has a mom. I think it's their mom's a psychopath. Like, really psychopathic mom.
Oh.
Scary. Yeah. And it's really so complicated. But I want to be, you know, the good friend. I want to, you know, be the good friend, basically.
So how is it affecting her? How does that affect your friend?
Well, she throws tantrums every other day.
She's also psychopathic.
Yeah.
She's going to have to choose if she wants to play mad or find peace. And you don't have to suffer that. You tell her. Like, look, I'm your friend, but I can't tolerate you being psychopathic around me. You want to be friends or you want someone who can tolerate your madness? And why do you prefer madness to peace? Why?
I don't particularly do. I don't.
Well, I mean, that's a question to her. Like, why is it? And I understand parental influence, but tell her, I hope you tell yourself first and then tell her that she can choose.
Okay.
Well, it's a choice. And she's 24, she's young, and she has to just shift her mind. That's it. So she doesn't become as her mother. Or she will. So if she doesn't like what her mom is doing, she must choose to not be as her mother.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
It's really
deep, very plain and deep at the same time.
Well, there you have it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for calling. Right. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon, Julie.
Welcome, Lady Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Oh, I have a confession.
The volume of your radio set, pretty. Come on.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Well, sounds like a thing. Let's go.
Okay. I'm in a relationship now.
Nice.
But there's somebody else that I'm in love with.
Sorry?
And this person that I'm in a relationship wants to get married.
True.
He wants to have children and he wants to get married.
Okay.
But there's somebody else that I'm in love with.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a dilemma right now.
It's not a dilemma, honey. Choose. This is what you're doing. You're in a situation. Your facts are in your face. Then you choose not to do anything about your facts. Then you just say, you know what, this is a dilemma. Honey, come on, so that's not a dilemma.
The thing is, these two separate men have two totally different ways of life. And it's a whole different...
Baby, the guy you're with wants to be married. First of all, you don't love the guy you're with. Let's even put it out there. You don't love him. You see, whatever is there, the question has been answered. You don't love him. You love somebody else. Or we even need to find out this somebody else. Is this somebody else single? Is he married? Does he know you love him? Does he love you too? Now we need to find out what's happening with the other person. Yeah? And then you have to choose. You're not going to sit down there and assume the problem created itself. No, you are watching a problem unfold and you're going to choose to exercise free will over it, or you're going to become a slave to a problem that you created. It's that simple. Really. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name? I lost you. Confessions Thursday, my friend. Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday, you have maybe 2-3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I'm messy.
You're not supposed to say your name. Go ahead.
My confession.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually having issues now. Okay, I have a problem with my dad.
Oh.
He has been abusing my mom since I grew up to become wise and suddenly being wise. So I hate him so much, and it's kind of affecting me now. I find it difficult to love her, even for
respect
a man. Like, that made me to lose every kind of respect.
Where's your mom? Where's your mom at? Where's your mom?
My mom is still home.
She's still with him.
Yeah, so presently we are planning to move her out of the house. Like, she's this kind of a person that, I don't know, she's just affected mentally, emotionally.
She's demoralized.
We are just now trying to fight for her like that, so.
Yeah, so you're in a fight. Yeah, you're in a fight, and you look like you know that you should fight. To, one, save your mom and separate yourself from violence, and two, not allow this violence determine who you become. I think you know that. Am I wrong?
Yes.
So when are you guys intending to move away or separate or move out?
So presently, I left home because seeing him every day, at times I feel like, let me just poison this man, let him just die, let my mom rest, let her rest, so I just...
You moved out. So where are you? Who are you staying with?
I came to Lagos, so I'm working as a nanny.
Okay.
But now I just feel like I'll leave December. I'll be traveling to go see my mom then.
You get her an apartment?
Yes.
Oh, that would be good. And that's a good way to start healing. It's like there's no peace without justice, so you first must get a kind of justice. If you think you want to take it up legally with your father, or you can just at least separate yourself from the violent environment, and then your healing can begin. So you're in that phase where you're coming through the dark, you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but there's an end to all of this, so you need a moment, you need time.
Thank you very much.
But at least let your objective be that you don't want to be either like your father, and you would never tolerate a man who's like your father. You would never tolerate a man who's like your father. You would never, under every circumstance, tolerate a man who's like your father. There are no circumstances where it's tolerable. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, so you never tolerate it.
Okay.
So these are decisions you make, and then you create the environment where the kind of life you want to live comes into being. Like, you call it to life. You bring it into existence.
Yeah. I'm trying. And sometimes I just want to give up, like...
Well, you can't.
Admission, no way, and,
dead people don't have a chance. You have a chance. You're alive. It's dead people who don't have a chance to move a car, eat something nice, change something. They're dead. It's over. But you're alive, and you must keep up the fight. This is what strong people go through, and I hope you never give up.
Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. So it does quite appear I have to be off on a break in about 40 seconds, or probably less. So, Confessions Thursday, and I don't think 40 seconds is enough to have you tell me your story. We're going to go off on a break, and then when we come back, if there's still time, I think I can... maybe give 5-7 more minutes to the conversation. We segue into Lords of Logic. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Compliments of the season to you. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. It's Confessions Thursday. We can extend 10 more minutes before this comes to a close today. And we're segueing to Lords of Logic to talk about Meta. My name's Joyce, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71901. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Welcome. This is Nigeria Info. Hi. The volume of something.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome. Confessions Thursday.
Actually, yes. I used to be married.
Oh, okay.
But I left. So this guy that has been on my case, but he's a married man.
Oh, okay.
I've given him attitude. He's not buying it. I told him to go away. He's not buying it, and he's talking to me. I don't know what to do. But he's a good friend. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Oh, child, you're saying two things, two opposing things in the same sentence. He's your friend, you don't want to hurt his feelings, but you don't like what he... Do you like what he's doing to you?
No, I don't.
Then how come you haven't considered whether he's hurting your feelings?
He's a good friend.
Yeah, but a good friend should understand that you're not interested in something, honestly.
He's not buying it.
What does that mean in hell? Is he going to force himself?
He's talking to me every now and then.
So sever the friendship. End it. He's a psychopath. At least he's acting like one. You can tell his wife, or you can tell the police, or you can tell both. And tell him, look, if you don't stop, I'm going to tell your wife and tell the police. I'm serious. If you want to be friend, you think it's funny, huh? Oh, okay. Well, I think you should laugh, honestly. But you see, if he cannot respect you, then why is he your friend? You like the guy, which is not bad. Oh, honey, you hang up on me. Oh, wow. I know you're going to listen, so let me say this. You are doing or you're not doing. So you are doing, you're really doing. You're not doing, you're really not doing. You have to make a choice. So you can't quite say, well, you don't want to hurt his feelings. Well, it's possible that he's disrespecting you by his actions. And you should be able to draw a line. Because you're going to mess around now and start a relationship with a married man who probably, after a while, doesn't think you are as beautiful as he initially thought. Or you probably would have the guy, but now you have broken a home and you didn't quite give the wife the opportunity to at least... You're not respecting the wife enough to say, okay, let me end this relationship with this man and then you can take him. So we get a divorce as hard as it is and you can take him. Or she's going to say, yeah, I'm the first wife. You can be whatever numbers down the line. But you see, you have to be careful so that you don't end up doing to someone what you don't want them to do to you. You cannot in the same breath complain that the world is a terrible place. We have a responsibility. And I'm asking you to choose. I'm not judging you. I think, but if you fail to judge yourself, then you have done yourself a great disservice. You are going to become a victim of a tragedy of your own making. So, thank you for calling me. Yep, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you.
Hi, George.
Welcome.
I've tried like forever.
Well, thank you very much for hanging in there.
When you say 7 minutes more, I say, if you don't pick my call, I'll have a good day.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do. Please. I just want to let this one go out of my heart now so that I'll be free.
You're free, man. Let's hear it.
I am from, although my wife might be listening now.
Yo.
I am from a state called Benue.
Okay.
I used to be very, 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 very stubborn.
Oh.
I did things that I'm not supposed to do.
Boy.
I used to belong in the clique of friends that we just go for the wrong things.
Okay.
I wasn't born into a family that is so wealthy, but I was doing this thing and I was thinking, today I'm enjoying it. Although we don't steal.
Mm.
But what we do is that we molest children.
Oh.
Like not little children. Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah, you said little children or not little children?
No. They are not little children. They are adults. Let me just say adults.
How old are they?
Then I used to push wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
So we used to sit by the roadside.
Oh.
So when we sit by this roadside, we'll look out for buses that are coming to drop people. Then we'll look out for ladies that are sitting by the window side of the bus. Then, as soon as that bus drops the people down and the bus wants to move, we now go through the window and press the brakes off. So, you see how... And that thing, when we do it, you can't react anymore because the bus is already on the move. Just like people snatching phone here.
Yeah.
So, that thing, we keep doing it and we derive fun. And it's not pleasant to my heart. Since I became an adult, I flash back, I said, God, imagine all these things that I've been doing and I'm still living. So I regret everything.
Yeah.
I regret all those moves that I've made by that time till now. I don't even want to see a child being molested. But you see, it's an advantage that is not paid for. I regret everything. I feel I just can't see them again, but I know saying this out will just free my heart.
Look.
Yeah. And please, ma, can you please, for the last time, can you just do me this favor? There is this man that calls from Otta Farm. I think this program is meant for us to be, at least be sober towards our reactions.
Yeah.
All things that we have done that does not glorify
humanity or God.
Yeah.
You see, it's not an avenue for you to just come, you talk rubbish, and you just get out. Even if you want to talk, calm down, talk to people. 70% of people listening to this station are learned people, adults. You can't just come on air, you talk, blah, 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 and you go. You just don't want us. There is nothing that is funny. A man should laugh once in a day, and it should be only at night. Please.
Oh, well, that's new to me. Oh, okay. Oh, well.
Please.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the time you give to me to...
Yeah, but hold on a second. Mind. This laughing once a day, where in hell is that written? Are you serious about that?
Yes. I am serious because the country is getting tougher, and we need to be tougher to it too.
Yeah, but you don't want to be a psychopath in your bid to build enough metal to... Okay.
No, let's get busy until night. That's the only time you should laugh.
Yeah, yeah. It's like alcohol. You don't drink in the morning, you only drink at night. Okay,
thank
all right.
You.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Bless you too. Oh, wow. .3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. True to my word, I think we've given 7 minutes. Yeah, about seven minutes to this. Thank you very much for calling. And I thought it was... Wow, you don't laugh all day? What a life. Okay, welcome. My name's Joyce. And for today, Confessions Thursday is over. Look, I want to talk about Meta, all right? 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio if you have just tuned in. We just got done with Confessions Thursday. We will still be live streaming between now and 2 p.m. So I forgot my phone at home. There's a video I wanted to repost on my Instagram page. I want you to watch it. But I believe that the conversation of the metaverse will continue next Thursday. So next edition of the Lords of Logic would analyze another angle to the metaverse. Hopefully... Well, that, yeah, yeah. And I want you to see the video. I want you to see the video. And I'm not able to post the video now because I forgot my phone at home. So what's going to happen is I'm going to ask that you just note my Instagram handle, which is ijoyceonyemua. I'm going to post the video. I want your commentary. All right? I'm going to go off on a break. When we come back, time for the Lords of Logic.
Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The sunny side on Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. I want you to hear something. It's a very lengthy video. I have just tried to see whether I can, you know, play you some... I want to highlight some areas, so I think I'm going to play you the first... I don't know how many minutes that is, but let's see.
Hey, and welcome to Connect. Today, we're going to talk about the metaverse. I want to share what we imagine is possible, the experiences you'll have, the creative economy we'll all build, and the technology that needs to be invented, as well as how we're going to all do this together. The basic story of technology in our lifetimes is how it's given us the power to express ourselves and experience the world with ever greater richness. Back when I started Facebook, that mostly meant text that we typed on computers. Then we all got phones with cameras, and the internet became much more visual. And recently, as connections got faster, video has become the main way that we experience content. We've gone from desktop to web to phones, from text to photos to video, but this isn't the end of the line. The next platform and medium will be even more immersive, an embodied internet where you're in the experience, not just looking at it. And we call this the metaverse. And you're gonna be able to do almost anything you can imagine. Get together with friends and family, work, learn, play, shop, create, as well as entirely new categories that don't really fit how we think about computers or phones today. Now, since we're doing this remotely today, I figured let's make this special. So we've put together something that I think is really gonna give you a feeling for what this future could be like.
99.3 Nigeria Info. So you're hearing the voice of Mark Zuckerberg, and he's trying to explain the metaverse. So we're going to go right back into his explanation, and I think you should pay attention to the details. It's the new world that has come, and I think it's created for you. The question of whether you want it or not is secondary. Lords of Logic, an excerpt from Zuckerberg explaining the metaverse.
And that's going to unlock a lot of amazing new experiences. When I send my parents a video of my kids, they're gonna feel like they're right in the moment with us, not peering through a little window. When you play a game with your friends, you'll feel like you're right there together in a different world, not just on your computer by yourself. And when you're in a meeting in the metaverse, it'll feel like you're right in the room together, making eye contact, having a shared sense of space, and not just looking at a grid of faces on a screen. That's what we mean by an embodied internet. Instead of looking at a screen, you're gonna be in these experiences. Everything we do online today, connecting socially, entertainment, games, work, is gonna be more natural and vivid. This isn't about spending more time on screens. It's about making the time that we already spend better. Screens just can't convey the full range of human expression and connection. They can't deliver that deep feeling of presence. But the next version of the internet can. That's what we should be working towards. Technology that's built around people and how we actually experience the world and interact with each other. That's what the metaverse is all about. Now, the best way to understand the metaverse is to experience it yourself, but it's a little tough because it doesn't fully exist yet. Some of the basic building blocks are here, though, and others are starting to emerge as we speak. We're starting to get a sense of how it could all come together and what it could feel like. So today we're gonna do something a little bit different. Rather than just focusing on this year's products like a normal keynote, we're gonna talk about the future. So let's start by exploring what different kinds of metaverse experiences could feel like, starting with the most important experience of all, connecting with people.
So he is...
Imagine you put on your glasses or headset and you're instantly in your home space. It has parts of your physical home recreated virtually. It has things that are only possible virtually. And it has an incredibly inspiring view of whatever you find most beautiful.
Hey, are you coming?
Yeah, just gotta find something to wear.
Okay. He's choosing what to wear virtually.
All right, perfect.
Boy.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hi, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Whoa, we're floating in space?
All right, so...
We made this place. It's awesome.
Okay,
right?
Great.
It's from a crater.
So you hear them say something like, oh, we're floating in space. Now, this is the video I wanted to post because I honestly want your logical response to it. He said something about the metaverse and their work towards creating this new world. And he did say, and I quote, it doesn't exist yet. So on Lords of Logicus, you pretty much know what it's all about. We're going to analyze the philosophy of it, the mentality of it, the construct of it, the root of it, the intent of it, the possibility of it. And if there are any other things in between the lines, we're going to pick it apart. So there are suggestions that I have in my head, but I don't want to auto-suggest anything to you. If you don't know what this is about, it's fine, because today I have assigned today to be the day where we get to see whether we can, through our human experiences, encounters, or pretty much what we know digitally, try to define what the metaverse is. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. We need to define it first before we're capable of characterizing it. You get. So yesterday I was discussing with someone and I was telling him about science, physics. We're actually discussing about science, physics, and, you know, new advancement that's similar to magic. And then I made a very loose reference to God somewhere in my words. And he said, is there a God? And it's funny because some questions that I'm asked exhaust me. There's some conversations I don't want to have. So this is what I want you to do. You don't have to believe everything that you hear, but you must at least try to understand it. So my father said to me once that it's the... He said that it's the evidence of a mature mind is to hold two opinions and accept none. You know, so it's like you have to do a kind of mental exercise where you can hear something and interact with it, but you don't own the philosophy, or at least you don't make the philosophy your own. Okay, so if you want to know, for example, whether there's a God or not, you must have the courage to explore that and see what you find. I think it's ridiculous that you ask the question and you don't have enough time to find out whether what you think is right or wrong. So I've been in conversations with people who regurgitate their biases without proof, or at least without self-conviction. And there's something about that that's illiterate, because I'm thinking, well, if you're going to say that you believe this, then you must answer all your own questions and fill up the loopholes with what would appear to be facts. And if something contradicts what you know, well, it begs looking at again. And if maybe you find something that does away with something that you thought you knew, then you change ground. Give yourself the liberty to stretch yourself and find out something new. I mean, what else does it mean being a better person if not that we come to better knowledge or we come to better knowing? And it takes human endeavor, human effort. All right, so the metaverse, we're going to try to see whether we understand it. By the way, I'm going to give you the basic reference to the metaverse. It's like playing a video game. So if you're from the older generation, I think you probably have a good idea as to what I mean when I say playing a video game on a phone. You know, you're playing a video game. So they show you animated characters. Either they are shooting themselves or, I don't know, working out a task. You know, video, it's like cartoons you watch on television. Yeah, good. But this time around, that cartoon is you. Yeah. So they're creating a reality where, rather than sit in your living room and maybe read a book or write something or cook food or work towards earning money to travel the world, they're creating a reality where even though you are here, you can be everywhere else. It is a huge, insanely huge concept. So for example, have you heard of virtual real estate? So you know what real estate is, where you go buy land and then you develop it and then you own it. So now there is a virtual real estate where you use something, money, to buy property online. So it's an imaginative ownership of something that you have bought with something. I want to quickly run by you the movies that help you understand the concept of the metaverse. By the way, who knows the one, The Matrix? Oh yeah, I think you saw that movie, but maybe you didn't see it for what it was or what it really is. So I think I'm going to suggest you see The Matrix. So real quick, there are some books and some films for time. Tron 1982, a film. You should see that. Tron, The Matrix, of course. Ready Player One. I was trying to see that movie last night. I slept off. The movie's titled Ready Player One. You should see that. Speaks about the metaverse. Snow Crash is the novel. Minority Report is also a film. You should see that. Altered Carbon speaks about the metaverse. Three Body Problem, that's a novel. Inception is a film, you should see that. And let's see, I think I can give you two more. Terminator, popular one actually, Terminator. And Neuromancer, that's a novel, you should read that if you like to read books. It explains to you this world that has been created for you. Facebook's name has gone from Facebook to Meta. I'm going to open up the telephone lines and you're going to do your best to either through imagination or language try to describe the metaverse so that we can all understand it, all right? 99.3 Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Thank you for bringing this topic.
Great.
As someone who calls himself techie myself,
okay.
I believe this is possible.
Okay.
And as Mark Zuckerberg said,
yeah.
Most of the technology for it is available. It's just not well put together.
Okay.
To make this possible in totality. So, for example, we have the bits and pieces of some augmented reality available at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We have the augmented reality glasses where when you enter it and then when you wear it, you see yourself somewhere else. So it's available somewhat at the moment. The technology is there. So it's just putting together. So Tesla and the like, Amazon, Google and all that, creating their own technology to
okay,
just
so
make all of this work together.
Possible.
So it's possible. But the implication is what comes to my mind.
Okay, hold on a second. I have to go off on a break. I was hoping you were going to speak about the implications of it. So do me a favor.
Yeah,
call back. I need to go off on a break. So please call back, all right?
I can hold. Yes,
we'll be right back.
So you can have like everything that you are wishing for that you think God did not give you, you mm-hmm. can have it. But my question is, when you take off your glasses, when you take off the headphones, and you still see these physical ones that you have here,
mm-hmm.
what happens? And my second concern is, once you put on the glasses and you put on the headphones,
okay.
everyone around you seem like they are no longer existing because you have left this world.
Mm-hmm.
You have entered the virtual world. So what happened to our humanness?
Very good question.
I hope technology will not take that humanness, that physical contact, physical touch.
You can't hope anymore. Try and answer the question. Do you think technology will take it away? I'm asking you. So I lost you. You didn't have an opportunity to answer the question. At least you didn't give me that opportunity. So Zuckerberg says that this does not exist. I totally disagree. There is no idea new under the sun. If you've paid attention to your history, this exists. But he's telling you it does not exist. We're off on a break, I guess, to bring you the headlines. So do not go anywhere. This conversation continues. It's very interesting. While I'm waiting for, someone to give us the headlines, let me quickly share with you. So first of all, there are particular glasses that you wear. My first experience with the Oculus glasses was in 2015. And you ready, pretty? All right. So we're off now to give you the headlines. When I come back, I'll share my quick experience with you and share with you what it felt like to travel dimensions sitting in one place. We'll be right back. Nine to 9.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. I don't know what you think of me, but let me see if I can introduce myself to you. I'm curious. Yeah. So maybe the first thing I thought I understood about myself was because I'm a thinker. So because I'm curious, I tend to read. My first encounter with alternative reading was sometime maybe 20-something years ago. Someone gave me the book Angels and Demons. Was it Angels? Was it? No. Da Vinci Code. The first book I had to read was the Da Vinci Code. And the person who gave me the book kind of, paraphrased the book for me. And he said to me that the writer of the book said that Jesus had a girlfriend, her name Mary Magdalene. And for that reason, I didn't read the book. And I didn't read the book because I didn't want the book to shatter something that I had already known. I thought the book either had to be a lie or that there was an error. For that reason, I ignored the book. I didn't read the book. All right. So a few years later, I met an atheist who, while we were talking, he said to me, you sound very intelligent, but I wonder whether you can talk about real stuff. And I'm like, what do you mean real stuff? I mean, first of all, you say I'm intelligent. And you say, let's talk about real stuff. And he says, yeah, let's talk about real stuff. And I'm like, what? He's like, okay, so he's an atheist, of course. So he talks to me about atheism and he doesn't believe that there is a God. And we go into that conversation and he says, you know what? I'm going to give you a book. The book he gave to me is titled The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail. Yeah, The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail, something like that, kind of documents Christian history and the atrocities done by the church. That book, probably he gave it to me maybe like 18 years ago. That book was my venturing into the world of, I don't know what to call it. So now I read forbidden. Once you just tell me, this book, don't read it. That's the book I want to read. I ventured into something. Now, the reason I'm giving you that backstory is that you have forgotten your history. And because of that, somebody can emerge out of nowhere and sell something to you. I'm really trying not to auto-suggest anything to you, but I'm going to, allow you use imagination, history, and human experience to define the metaverse. Today, we're going to define the metaverse, and hopefully our different interpretations of the metaverse would give us a collective mental picture of what the metaverse is. So for those of our friends who are not, tech savvy, not interested in science, from the conversation, you would build your imagination, all right? So if you don't get it yet, you will in a moment. Zuckerberg, back to the gist, my friends, Lords of Logic. Zuckerberg says it does not exist. I disagree. So no, let me reframe that. That's a lie. It exists.
It exists. Zuckerberg. And it's funny because your history paints your wisest men to be men of white skin. That's what your history has done. That your genius, your best creators are men with white skin. So let me just throw that there. Okay, let's quickly go to your history book, Ecclesiastes 1:9. And I quote, chapter 9 says, "What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun." End quote. Okay, so let's go to something else. Oculus. Oculus is a secular window. It's a frame. It's a big screen you have to wear, you know, over your eyes, around your head. So, you know those little glasses you give to kids where you put the rope, you know, so that it doesn't fall off easily. Yeah, something like that. But of course, this is more technical. This is scientific. Good. So my first experience with it was in Canada, 2015. Some guy came on the TED stage, gave this talk. And then he says, please reach under your chairs and pull out something. We pull out this huge stuff, you know. And then he was like, so wear it and look at this. So when you wear it, automatically you are transported into the place. So this is what he was talking about. He was talking about Syrian children who were wading their way through the war, and he was trying to tell their story, but also give us the experience of being in Syria. So he says, wear the glasses. So the moment you wear the glasses, it feels as though you are in Syria. You practically, the girl becomes an image standing 1 foot away from you, but you of course can't touch it. So, of course, you would say 3D, but I think it's a little high definition than 3D. Okay, you get it. So let me see if I can quickly give you the dictionary definition of metaverse. A virtual reality space in which users can interact with a computer-generated environment. Let me go back. Computer-generated environment with other users. It's a computer-generated environment. What they're selling to us now is experience. So you don't have to be there physically, flesh and bone. They give you an experience, all right? Okay, good. I told you about some of the movies you can watch. I also shared with you something called, by the way, our Bitcoin buyers and sellers, you guys are going to educate us today on NFT tokens. Yeah. It's a crazy show, believe me. It's a huge one, but you're going to love it. We're going somewhere with this. They tell you it doesn't exist. We might be able to prove that it does. If you follow me, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. What is the metaverse in your view? What do you think you understand it to be? And Facebook has changed its name from Facebook to Meta, and this is what they say it means. Augmented reality is an enhanced version of the real physical world that is achieved through the use of digital visual elements like sound or other sensory stimuli delivered via technology. So it's another world. You can see it, but you can't touch it. If you watch the movie Ready Player One, they say that in the metaverse, if someone punched you, you could feel it. And they showed a scene where someone lost his money in the metaverse, in this other world, and the guy wanted to commit suicide in real life. So I'm just highlighting some of the possibilities with augmented reality. Let's hear you and your description of the metaverse before we make any comparisons to human reality. Hello, Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Zeke on the line.
Go ahead.
Joyce, do you know why Zuckerberg said he doesn't exist?
Why?
Very good.
Real quick, my brother, real quick.
He said that because he believes that his being is not from the maker. That means he is transcendential. You know, if you talk about metaphysics, you are talking about physics from the...
Where are metaphysics students? Yeah, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are talking about metaverse, hypothesis is involved. So for me, I begin to see Zuckerberg, in fact, before he says this, you understand, as someone that is not existing. Because right from the time he has bought WhatsApp, we, the users, you understand, we've not been enjoying, you know, so to speak, with different kind of versions they are bringing to fore and all sort of it.
I'm lost. Are you saying that he doesn't? No, I'm lost. I don't understand the pattern of your logic.
Okay.
Are you saying that you don't agree with Zuckerberg, but you're trying to explain why you don't agree? Because I don't get it.
I know he's not existing.
So you don't believe the metaverse exists right now as we speak?
No, okay, listen. Are you talking about metaverse or his personality?
Who cares about his personality? I think he's a designer, baby. I never mentioned his personality.
He innovated metaverse.
No, the metaverse is not a new innovation. There's nothing new under the sun. You can disagree with me about that.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
The metaverse is not a new innovation. He didn't create it. This is what they've done to you.
Yeah, I know it has existed before.
But
someone actually bring it to fore.
Okay.
So, in that regard, if he's saying it does not exist, it's for the fact that he has not come to terms with the living God.
No, I do apologize. Your logic is out of kilter. No. Yeah, sorry about that.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Wow. Nigeria Info. So if you studied physics, if you are in the world of science and discovery, so this is it. It's not so hard, and I don't want you to think that it's hard, and I think you don't know what it is I'm talking about today on Lords of Logic, but I'm highlighting something, and if we can try, the reason we don't know things is because we don't try. Please, let's try. Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon.
My name is Enid.
All right. Good to have you.
So the metaverse already exists. Now I'm coming from the point of we who invest in cryptocurrency.
Oh, tell us about it.
So there's the sandbox, which is a metaverse for people who indulge in playing video games in that space.
Okay.
And there's a token called Sand that people use to actually play game in that sandbox. So without you having that sand, you can't play game in that metaverse. The metaverse is called Sandbox.
Okay.
And there's also a metaverse called Decentraland.
Oh.
And the token to actually buy land in that metaverse called Decentraland is called Mana.
They've already started marketing buying land virtually.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
The virtual space for that for that metaverse is called Decentraland. You can just Google it, Mana and Sand. You see that. And there are enough tokens. So I'm coming from the part of cryptocurrency now.
Sure,
so
please. Yeah,
there are already enough tokens for different metaverse for different purposes. Like now I said, sandbox are for the video game buffs, like a land for the people playing in that space.
Okay.
So you have to have the sand token to play in that space.
Okay.
So some of us now, we already invest in that token, so we're expecting it to grow.
Okay. And so then you can use that money to buy land in the virtual reality world, if for example. Okay Wow.
So that is
okay. Well, thank you for this addition to the definition of metaverse. We do appreciate it. If you have just tuned in, it's Lords of Logic. Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. Hello, the volume of your radio set. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Hello, the sunny side. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hello, good day.
Welcome. What's your name?
Arinze on the line.
Welcome, Arinze. Thank you. What can you help us with as far as understanding the metaverse?
Yeah, I think even from the clip you played, Zuckerberg kind of, he's confusing what he's saying. He wants to move into metaverse.
He has moved into metaverse.
And he's saying that it doesn't exist now. So he's just contradicting himself, because I believe clearly that it does exist.
What is...
Lords. This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. I have a message here from Success. She says, there is a recent movie called Guy, which illustrates what meta means. I really don't buy this idea, because living a life in such a medium might make you hate your reality when you come to terms.
that it's all a fake world created for you. You do a good job of trying to capture the definition of the metaverse. I'm not sure about the movie you're calling Guy. Is it The Free Guy? I saw that one 2 weeks ago. So if you please would see the movie Free Guy. Yeah. Please see the movie Free Guy. I think you would love it. It's comical, but I think you should watch it for the message as against the entertainment. My name's Joyce, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. We're discussing and trying to describe the metaverse. Sarah, I lost you. If you make it back, I have a few more minutes. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Happy to have you. What's your name?
Hello, good morning.
Afternoon to you, lady. This side of heaven. What's your name?
This is Faith giving you a call from Yaba, Lagos.
Thank you very much, Faith. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I just I need some clarification. Something just happened now. So I was thinking of how to go about it. I decided to give you a call.
Okay.
I got an apartment around September. That's around Akoka, Pako, Yaba, Lagos.
I'm sorry. Would you send me an email? Please.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to send an email?
Yeah, it's better because I have a show running right now and I don't have time.
Okay, all right.
So yeah. Should I give you my... Do you have my email?
Yeah, please. Can you tell me now?
Okay, so the SME Africa. That's easy to remember. The THESME Africa.
The SME Africa.
Exactly. At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The SME Africa. The SME Africa. One word. THESME Africa. Okay. What is the metaverse? Hi. I lost you. Make it back. Hi, how are you? Good afternoon to you. Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set. Hello. Hello. I think there's something wrong
Hello.
With it. Okay, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Kule.
Welcome, Kule. Go ahead.
Okay, what I understand from this metaverse issue that seems to be confusing is that it seems to be an iteration of virtual reality.
Okay.
In the sense that we've always had virtual reality existing, but the way Mark wants it done is like you want to create a virtual reality for the internet, whereby every address on the internet, probably as we have today, like an IP address, would have probably a virtual representation.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It could be like a building. It could be like an office space.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like a land, like you put it earlier on.
Yeah.
So it's not like it was existing before, but this particular iteration was not existing before.
Okay.
It could mean, like you have Niger FM right now, you have an IP address in the office representing you in the internet. So on virtual reality, that IP address would be a building, an office I could see physically.
I thought that he meant...
You also,
yeah.
If you are registered on that platform, I may be able to see you in that virtual world, in that virtual world, running this program, if I walk to Niger FM on the virtual
Nigeria
world.
Info, okay,
so
okay.
So it's more or less like an iteration that did not exist before. But
oh no!
Course,
I thought I understood that the concept, the understanding of metaverse did not exist. I'm saying that exists. The metaverse exists. Zuckerberg is just monetizing it. Yeah, and I think it's complex. Okay, great. But thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Okay, so let me see if I can quickly paraphrase for time. So the metaverse, besides using the toilet and having a physical shower, everything that you do, you know, physically is now being transferred into virtual reality. So, for example, you can have a boyfriend. Yeah, you can have a sexual relationship in that world, but it wouldn't be physical. Yeah, you can have your office meetings. You can buy stuff. You can change what you look like. So you can be fat, slim, yellow, with blue eyes, dark, with long nails. Like, you can change everything. You can alter who you are in that world. And the interesting part of this is that they're selling it to us as, well, this is something fun, all right? So I'm going to speak to a few more people, and then I'm going to suggest something. Hello, Nigeria Info. Welcome, what's your name? Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you, what's your name?
Hello.
Welcome, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Okay, I lost you. Hi, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Wow. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Val.
Welcome, Val. Go ahead.
Val. Yeah, the angle I want to come from is that this metaverse, what comes to my mind is like selling tools for monetizing soul travel.
Pardon?
Like soul travel.
Speak up. You sound like you're not sure about what you're saying. Soul travel.
I said soul, yeah, soul travel. Like I'm creating a new world.
I mean, there's teleportation. Where, absolutely. Yes, exactly yes. That. Yeah.
Everything you have, you are creating another world.
Yes.
Actually, for you to for you to participate in or play.
Yeah. And it's like a video game.
Coming back now, might end up questioning that particular reality or questioning your exact reality.
So okay.
It's selling us another reality that we should accept before.
Okay.
What comes to my mind is like soul travel.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Oh, absolutely. You have a point there. I do appreciate you calling in. I have a break in a few seconds. When I come back, I want to say something to you. We'll be right back. This is Nigeria Info. Oh, yeah, my commercial's already played. Okay, so can I do one more? Just one more. Carla's in the studio. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Afternoon to you. What's your name? And real quick, give me a summary of what you think the metaverse is. I lost you. Okay, can I do one more? An actual last caller. Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Okay, so I don't have a long time. So I've suggested some movies that I think you should watch. It would give you a solid idea as to what Zuckerberg is working on. Okay, so I must say that we haven't done a good job today trying to verbally articulate what the metaverse is. I want to say to you that Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook, the company, is changing its name to Meta to reflect its growing focus on the metaverse. End quote. That's actually a quote of US Today. So basically, that was an official statement from Facebook to the world to know that they're switching name. He says, from now on, we're going on to be metaverse first, not Facebook first. End quote. All right. So I think that. So you need to watch the movie The Matrix. I think the trilogy, you have to watch everything. Please watch it. Terminator is a good one. Free Guy is a good one. It's a 2021 movie. Inception, you should please watch that. Watch Altered Carbon. Some of you have watched Altered Carbon. Minority Report. Ready Player One, that's something you should watch. The Matrix, Tron. These are some of the movies that suggest the metaverse. Okay, so next week, I'm saying something to you. If you have the ability to dream right now, say many of the things that you do, one of which is that you dream, well, that realm is what's being sold now. Don't take my word for it. When you have an opportunity, probably next week, you can call and argue about that. So I'm giving you, because you haven't done a good job today, you know, maybe not enough time to speak to people, but you haven't done a good job today defining the metaverse. So if you dream, yeah, you know, usually when you sleep, physically, you sleep, you dream that you are somewhere else, something happened, yeah? That place is what's now being monetized. So, next week, God willing, we're going to draw the similarities between the metaverse and spirituality. You were told, scientists have told you that the concept of spirituality is practically next to nothing, but here today, they're selling it to you. And it does quite appear that you don't know. So you don't have to necessarily agree that I am right, but we're just going to see whether there are any similarities, because that's really what this is. So I have to make way for caller 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. The sunny side. Yeah, the sunny side.